Nashville's government-funded hospital that primarily serves the poor, Metro General, is again seeking extra money from the city. But in a budget hearing, Mayor Megan Berry grilled hospital leaders on their plans. It's been a rough month for Hospital Director Joseph Webb. First, he asked the Metro Council for one-time emergency funding of $10 million, in part to be able to pay hospital staff. After scrutiny, the council agreed. Now, in the annual budgeting process, Mayor Megan Berry is questioning whether the hospital will ever make more money and be less reliant on a city subsidy. Last year, hospital revenue fell, so Berry sounded skeptical when Webb projects making more money this year.
Which I'm still trying to get my arms around, this idea that if your patient population can't pay to begin with, how being more aggressive gets more dollars in the door?
Because you have a portion of that population that does pay.
$6 million worth?
Webb's answer was yes. The hospital has plans for attracting new patients who are not indigent. He also asked for another one-time jolt of $7 million to catch up on overdue bills, but Berry said she needs more information. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.